Moving on to news from Egypt, the trial of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi over the deaths of protesters has been adjourned to March the 1st. Now, this trial was scheduled to be held on Wednesday. Morsi and 14 of his allies are charged with inciting the killing of demonstrators outside the presidential palace in late 2012. Egypt's first democratically elected president has been implicated in two other cases. Morsi is also due to stand before the court on February 16 on charges of espionage, and on February 22nd on charges of orchestrating a prison break in 2011. The military ousted him in July, sparking deadly pro-Morsi protests across the country. Our correspondent Karim Gamaluddin joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo. Karim, were Morsi to be implicated in these charges, were he found to be found guilty, what is the worst sentence that could be given to him? Of course, given the fact that we know how things stand regarding the army-appointed government and Morsi, his aides, and of course, pro-Morsi supporters out there.
Kaveh, and this trial or the charges that Mohamed Morsi is facing is seen by many as fanatical, and it was also described literally by the Human Rights Watch as fanatical, and also it is seen as an attempt by the military, to legitimize Mohamed Morsi's ouster, and also to denigrate the Muslim Brotherhood, the organization to which Mohamed Morsi hails from. Egypt is now split, Kaveh, between those who think that Mohamed Morsi is guilty with inciting of violence, as well as collaborating with foreign powers and other charges, and those who think that Mohamed Morsi is still the rightful president of the country, and it remains to be seen, Kaveh, upon the or as a consequence to the evidence that we will be presented to the court, it will support whether it will support either of the narratives. But it is believed by many that these charges or Mohamed Morsi's trial is an attempt by the military to legitimize Mohamed Morsi's ouster, and that it is politically driven. So, and speaking of the legal side of it, Kaveh, the experts say that in case if the evidence is not sufficient and that does not prove Mohamed Morsi guilty, then he is likely to be acquitted. And on the other hand, some legal experts say that according to the files presented by the prosecution, Mohamed Morsi is guilty of collaborating with foreign powers during the 2011 jailbreak, and also of inciting to kill protesters in the incident that is known as the Ittihadiyya Palace violence. But it remains to be seen what is the evidence going to bring about in regards to Morsi's trial. And on the other hand, the anti-coup alliance led by the Muslim Brotherhood, despite this crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood, but they're continuing with almost near daily protests that often turn deadly. And despite the crackdown and the military has come under fire,
right,
by many for its crackdown, but the protests are continuing in defiance of the military and the coup that has ousted the country's first democratically elected president. Yes.
Karim, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you. Correspondent Karim Gamaluddin there from Cairo.